You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Ang pag-abot sa tuktok ng pagiging professional athlete ay nangangahulugan ng maraming taon ng pagsasanay at matinding dedikasyon, lahat para sa layuning maging kinatawan ng bansa. Para sa mga indigenous na atleta ng Australia, tulad ni Lydia Williams, isang professional soccer player, at Kyle Vander Kip, isang dating Olympic hurdler, sinabi nila naging inspirasyon ang mga naunang atleta. Sila ang nagbigay lakas ng loob para magsikap at magtagumpay sa matinding kompetisyon ng international sports. Si Lydia Williams, isang Noongar woman na ipinanganak sa southwest ng Western Australia. Siya ay naging goalkeeper at ang pinakamatagal na nagsilbi sa National Women's Soccer Team ng Australia, ang Matildas.
I've always loved sport and always loved football and playing and representing, you know, my country, but it's also been really an awesome experience and a role model job to represent my culture and my people, and to kind of have a pathway that you can come from anywhere and make your dreams a reality.
Sa murang edad, si Lydia ay nagsimula sa kanyang journey sa mundo ng competitive sports sa bayan ng Kalgoorlie sa Western Australia.
After watching Cathy Freeman in the 2000 Olympics and seeing a really amazing First Nations woman, everyone watching her winning a gold medal for her country, I think was really powerful and someone that I really looked up to. But really, I just kept enjoying competitive sports because I kept getting better and saw improvement and got to challenge myself. So I always, you know, loved a challenge and never really wanted to back down from it. So that kind of kept me going.
Ang sporting career niya ang nagdala sa kanya sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo. Bit-bit ang bandila ng Australia sa 2 Olympic Games, 5 World Cup events at 6 na Asian Cup events, habang patuloy na pinagtatagumpayan ang mga balakid sa bawat hakbang ng kanyang paglalakbay.
I think the team that I was put in with my teammates, everyone has a really diverse background, but the one thing that we all agreed is that we wanted to leave the sport better than when we first arrived in it. So throughout my career, we've had strikes where we wanted equal pay to the men. We've been able to show the Aboriginal flag at an Olympics. So I think the team has really been a team to break barriers and really kind of allow people to stand up for things that they believe in.
Si Kylie Vander Kip naman ay kumutawan sa Australia sa mga hurdling events sa 2 Olympics, ilang Commonwealth Games at sa maraming World Championship events. Inampon si Kyle noong sanggol pa lamang ni na Bernard at Patricia Vander Kip, at buong puso nilang ipinagmamalaki ang kanyang pinagmulan mula sa mga Wurimi at Yuin clans na matatagpuan sa mga baybaying rehiyon ng New South Wales. Sa kanyang kabataan, naging daan ang sports upang maipahayag ang sarili at maramdaman ang koneksyon sa isang grupo.
Being adopted at 5 weeks of age, one of my first challenges was trying to work out, well, mum and dad, why am I different to you? And how come I've got a different skin colour? And that was probably my first challenge, was being adopted and working out that identity and I definitely remember quite clearly how sport came into my life through primary school and then little athletics. And yeah, it was a way to feel connected to something.
Habang hinahanap niya ang mas malalim na pag-unawa sa kanyang pagkakakilanlan at pinalalakas ng suporta mula sa kanyang mga magulang at kaibigan, ang pagsabak ni Kyle sa Lil Athletics ang naging simula ng kanyang sporting journey. Sa isang programa na nagpapakilala sa mga bata sa iba't ibang track and field events. At dito nagsimula ang landas para maging kinatawan ng bansang Australia.
I got disqualified every week in the walk, and I tried the shot put, I tried the high jump, couldn't do the Fosby flop, and I was skinny, so I wasn't winning any of the big sprint races, but hurdles popped up, and that was a bit technical, and it was a bit of a challenge, and I had to sort of jump over the obstacles. So yeah, that became the event I fell in love with.
Ang sporting journey ni Kyle ay naging mahalagang bahagi ng kanyang pagtanggap at pagiging komportable sa kanyang pagkakakilanlan bilang isang Indigenous man.
And I do remember clearly around that early primary school years, just looking up to people like Lionel Rose, Yvonne Goolagong, and I was lucky enough to have an Aboriginal footy player come to my school, Maurice Rioli. He shared his story as a footy player, but also shared his Aboriginal heritage, and he grabbed me in the staff room and said, you know, Kyle, it's not a disadvantage to be Aboriginal. It's an advantage, and, you know, you've got to use it.
Ang mga salitang iyon ng atleta ay may malaking epekto sa buhay ni Kyle. Kwento niya, tumulong ito para ma-develop ang kanyang potential. At doon niya napagtanto na gusto niyang tumakbo para sa Australia. Na balang araw ay maisuot niya ang uniporme na may kulay berde at ginto. Kalaunan, inirepresenta ni Kyle ang Australia sa 1990 Commonwealth Games sa Auckland, New Zealand.
I was lucky enough to be on that team with Kathy Freeman, and we're both teenagers, so 16-year-old Kathy and 18-year-old Kyle. And yeah, I think that really was the first time you're aware of your identity, and you're aware that, you know, I'm an Australian and I'm wearing green and gold, but geez, I'm actually, and I'm Indigenous Australian as well, and that you've got an opportunity to wear that green and gold.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Para kay Lydia Williams, naging mas magaan at makabuluhan ang kanyang paglalakbay sa sports bilang kinatawan ng kanyang bansa at kultura dahil sa suporta ng kanyang mga teammates. Palagi silang nandyan para sa kanya. Interesado sa kanyang karanasan bilang isang First Nations woman, nagsisikap na mapanatili ang pagkakaisa sa grupo kung saan tinatanggap at nirerespeto ang pagkakaiba.
For me, it's really important to represent my country along with my culture. I think at the end of the day, when we wear the crest, it has, you know, the Australian flag and symbols on it. But more importantly, it's a team that's really rich in culture. In our change room, we have the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flag. So it's a team that inspires a lot of inclusion and pride there. So it's been really wonderful to represent both.
Para kay Kyle Vanderkip, ang epekto ng kanyang tagumpay sa athletics track ay patuloy na nararamdaman kahit na natapos na ang kanyang mga laban.
You know, you come back to try and have a normal life without being an athlete every day, every week. Yeah, going out to remote communities and visiting the most remotest communities, people, aunties, grandmas, elders, kids, like, hey, we've seen you on the TV and you inspired us, like, sort of a moment where you you realize, geez, it's sports a powerful thing.
Mula sa pagiging international soccer star hanggang sa pagiging change makers, pareho sina Lydia at Kyle na kinikilala ang mas malawak na epekto ng kanilang mga sporting journey.
I've met, I'd say, a good half a dozen, maybe to a dozen families and individuals that have called their kids Kyle. And one in particular, I ran into a family in Alice Springs, and the dad came up and introduced himself, and he had his young son beside him. And he said, "Hey, son, you know how I told you your name means champion? This is the guy, this is who you're named after. This is Kyle." And Kyle meet Kyle, and then...
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Phil Tusak na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained. Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.